7:49, Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN.
Next up to bat.
You know, it's possible that you may have seen a production of In the Heights here in Chicago. Broadway in Chicago has brought it in, I think, a couple of times. And it's played on the big stages downtown. But lots of storefront theaters, lots of neighborhood theaters, theater groups, school groups have all done In the Heights because it's a very poignant story. I mean, the music is electric. And, you know, just completely captivates you. But the story itself is about this community in New York City, Washington Heights, a Latinx community in which, you know, people are striving to do better. People are, you know, trying to make things better for themselves. But it's also a story about friendship and loyalty and, most of all, family and caring for each other. It is written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who starred in it when it was on Broadway. And now, in this new movie production, you have Anthony Ramos, who was in the original Broadway cast of Hamilton, starring in it. And also Corey Hawkins, Leslie Grace, Olga Merendez, who was in the original Broadway cast as Abuela Claudia. Is in this motion picture and in many ways steals this movie. Also, our old pal Jimmy Smits, who you know from lots of different projects, is involved in the motion picture as well. This is a movie that has been, and directed, I might add, by John Hsu, who brought us Crazy Rich Asians. Real departure for him in the kind of movies that he brings you, because it is an explosive, joyous, celebratory movie musical. So much fun to watch. I can't wait for everyone to see this. Lin-Manuel Miranda has, you know, been frustrated that this movie has been on hold for a year because of the pandemic. It was supposed to come out in May of last year. It's now scheduled to come out the end of this month. We talked with Lin-Manuel Miranda on a Zoom call. Now, you have to understand the beginning of the Zoom call. Lin is at his house, and I can see his office, whatever it is. And I'm at my house, and you can see my office at home. And on the wall in my office, I've got pictures with some celebrities. I've got some, you know, awards that I've received, you know, things like that. I've got a big Bozo poster from the special that we did, Bozo, Carr, and Ray. And right next to that is a poster for the Broadway musical of Hamilton, which was autographed by the entire Chicago cast for a benefit that we did several years ago. So I had even forgotten that it was on the wall behind me when we hooked up with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I'm honored that Hamilton's there next to Bozo. That's pretty incredible.
How about that, right?
Yeah.
Signed by the Chicago cast, autographed by the Chicago cast.
Fantastic.
For a benefit that I did when the pandemic first started, I did a benefit with some of the cast members who were out of work.
Oh, wow.
And, they were nice enough to send me that. Totally forgot that that's a connection. Oh, yeah, you're involved in that show, too. I forgot.
A little bit.
Always good to see you. And I cannot imagine how happy you are to finally see this movie coming to theaters and streaming services, right?
Yeah, it's only half my life, Dean. I started writing this when I was 19 years old. We started talking about this as a movie in 2009. We finished the movie a year and a half ago, and then I had to wait another year. So I am so thrilled that the world's finally going to get to see it.
What's your reaction that, you know, people are going to not only be able to see it on streaming services, but on big screens, which is the way that I recommend that you see this movie? It's so big and so colorful, and it's an explosion of, you know, creativity and love, and that's the way to see it. How must you feel after the incredible disappointment of having to put this on the shelf for a year?
It's enormous relief, honestly. I'm the first to admit that I was kind of the one dragged kicking and screaming into delaying the release of this movie. I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of what John Hsu and this incredible cast and crew made, and I couldn't wait to shout it from the rooftops. But they all sort of made the argument like, this is a summer film and it just might not be this summer's film. And I think they were right, because I think, you know, knock wood and everything. I think what's exciting is that, like, you can see it in whichever way makes you feel most safe. You can stream this when it comes out, or you could go see this on the biggest screen possible in whatever way makes you feel safe, and then go home and watch it again. So it's kind of the best of both worlds in terms of the way we're releasing this. And again, like, there's an extra layer of poignancy when you watch it, because we filmed it pre-pandemic. So you see people hugging and dancing and kissing in the streets. And it's so much a film about community at a time when we are relearning how to join our communities in person.
So explain to me the difference that people will see if they're familiar with In the Heights from the stage. How is this screen version different?
I think for musical theater fans, the best way to describe it is this is a cabaret level adaptation. And I mean that in every sense of the word. Cabaret took many departures from the stage version, and there were plot lines that changed. But I think the essence of the musical and the themes of the musical are even more concentrated and intact. And I think that I think we've achieved a similar thing here with In the Heights. There are songs that we had to cut. There are storylines that we reprioritized, but it was all in the service of making the best movie possible, not the best here's the play on screen. And I think John and Kiara, our screenwriter, did a beautiful job.
I cannot praise enough this cast. This is just one of the most amazing, talented, effervescent casts that I've seen in one motion picture. I can't even imagine how the father of this whole project must feel seeing what's come of this little project you started when you were a teenager.
It's funny you use the word father, because that's where I'm at with it. And it's sort of appropriate, because I've gone from being the kid who managed to get our show onto Broadway when I was really pretty young as far as these things go, to I meet so many actors and writers who say to me, and it's very hard to say this without crying, I'm sorry, we only have 7 minutes, who say to me things like, you know, In the Heights was my first Broadway show. I thought a cast full of Latino actors telling their stories was like the baseline normal, what a musical was. And for me, I wrote it for the astounding lack of Latino stories I saw in this art form I loved so much. So that means it means the world to me that Melissa Barrera saw In the Heights like 15 times, and now she's playing Vanessa in the movie. It means the world to me that Olga, who performed Abuela Claudia for 3 years on Broadway, gets to reprise her role in the film brilliantly. So there's I mean, it's layers of weeping if we really get into it.
I was weeping and just so happy that it finally got out there, and this project that I know means so much to you personally, you know, has hit this level. Everybody knows you're from Hamilton and everything else that you do, but I know this is a very personal thing for you. So I was very happy to see it all happening. I got to talk to you just quickly about Broadway reopening. Yeah. And I got a date this morning that Hamilton is going to be reopening on September the 14th. Is Miguel Cervantes going to be
Is he?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you remember, because you guys are from Chicago and you are all, it still makes my heart so happy how much you all supported Miguel and his family during his time in Chicago. And he was all set to begin performances of Hamilton when the pandemic began. Yeah. And so I'm very excited that you'll finally get his chance to get to perform this incredible role, which he does so well on Broadway.
There's been, you know, internet gossip. I can't see the back of your hair, but people are saying that you're growing. Oh, short. It's short hair. Internet said you're growing. The internet said you're growing out your hair.
No, I was just locked in my house, you guys. I was very thrilled to see my barber, George, who was like a good friend and was at my wedding, and finally get to see him now that we're both vaccinated and chop my hair off again.
Ah, that damn internet and its rumors. congratulations, Lynn. Very, very happy for you. I was happy to see you in the movie. I was happy to see your dad in the movie. All these familiar faces.
I mean, there are so many Easter eggs, too. And also, you know, the great Doreen Montalvo, who is the first person in New York ever to audition for Heights, reprised her role in Breathe and is the voice singing Siempre on the record player. She passed away last year, and it was sort of heartbreaking, but also we are so grateful that we captured her performance in the movie. So that lives on forever, too.
Yeah, I was asking him about his hair. There were rumors on the internet that he was going to be starring in Hamilton on Broadway.